You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The Day Boy and the Night Girl by George MacDonald. MacDonald's work is read by Paul Eggington. The Day Boy and the Night Girl was published in 1882. The story is approximately 50 pages long and is divided into 20 chapters. MacDonald is considered by many, including C.S. Lewis, to be the master of the fairy tale. Please visit hovelaudio.com to offer your impressions of this recording and to explore additional titles. And now, Hovel invites you to listen, enjoy, think, and grow.
Chapter 1. Watho. There was once a witch who desired to know everything. But the wiser a witch is, the harder she knocks her head against the wall when she comes to it. Her name was Watho, and she had a wolf in her mind. She cared for nothing in itself, only for knowing it. She was not naturally cruel, but the wolf had made her cruel. She was tall and graceful, with a white skin, red hair, and black eyes, which had a red fire in them. She was straight and strong, but now and then would fall bent together, shudder, and sit for a moment with her head turned over her shoulder, as if the wolf had got out of her mind onto her back. Chapter 2. Aurora. This witch got two ladies to visit her. One of them belonged to the court, and her husband had been sent on a far and difficult embassy. The other was a young widow, whose husband had lately died, and who had since lost her sight. Watho lodged them in different parts of her castle, and they did not know of each other's existence. The castle stood on the side of a hill, sloping gently down into a narrow valley.